90.1 WFYI, Chalkbeat Indiana, and the Indianapolis Star have teamed up to produce Lost in Translation, a series that explores how immigrant students are being taught in the city's schools and how they're changing the landscape of education policy and curriculum. WFYI education reporter Eric Weddle kicks off the series with this overview of the changing landscape for Indianapolis schools and residents.
Yes, Mrs. Acreage. Yes, Mrs.
Acreage. When Joyce Acreage became principal of Indianapolis Public School 79 in 2005, less than 3% of the school's students were just learning to speak English. Acreage and her staff had little expertise with teaching language learners when that number began to quickly climb. Now, more than half the students at the school are non-native speakers. Chalkbeat Indiana's bureau chief, Scott Elliott, says two-thirds of Indiana schools have seen increases in students learning English as a second language since 2006.
The gains in the number of English language learners in Indianapolis is really big. Since 2006, it's grown so much that the 13,000 kids who are learning English as a new language in the county is actually equivalent to being the fifth largest school district. If they were all in one school district, they would actually be bigger than Warren Township schools.
Of the 25 Indiana schools with the biggest jumps in the number of students learning English since 2006, 13 of them have either seen their A to F grades drop or stagnate. Elliott says teachers and school leaders, like Principal Acreage at School 79, have had to grapple with how to teach and connect with students who can speak dozens of languages.
At the very moment when the number of English language learners is really growing fast across Indiana, we are actually seeing a decline in the amount of funding that supports those programs. The dollar amount that this legislature sets aside per student who needs help in learning English has dropped in half over the last 15 years.
As schools try to adapt, more immigrant families are enrolling in public schools, and they are expecting more. Gabriela Hernandez enrolled her two sons at Crystal House Academy South after hearing positive word-of-mouth recommendations from others in the local Mexican community. Speaking through a translator, Hernandez says that it's vital for her four children to learn how to read and speak English to be successful and for the family to be a part of the community.
The boys at home, they only speak Spanish, and so their first language was Spanish. So it's very important to her that they learn the English language and that they have support here at the school, and that the school is actually providing the support.
Hernandez says her two boys, Angel in fourth grade and Diego in second, have made leaps and bounds in learning English, even as language barriers reshape Indianapolis schools. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.